Good morning. It's 23rd of March. Our New Testament reading today is Luke chapter 15. This chapter contains the parables of the lost and found. I'm reading today from a book by Brother John Bilello, the title of which is simply Parables. I shall read from his section about the lost coin. I read, "It is interesting to note that in this story, it is a woman who has the money in the household, and not a man. This was highly unusual at the time of Christ, and for a long time thereafter. Without saying so directly, Jesus implies that she is a widow, since only under such circumstances would a woman normally control the purse in first century society. She lost one of the coins. This was 10% of her net worth. It is of interest that this is exactly the amount that the Israelites were supposed to tithe under the provisions of the law of Moses. Under such circumstances, she could easily have rationalised that she should simply forget about it and take it out of her tithing tax. In effect, she could write off her loss out of the portion of her income owed to the service of the Lord. It is a rationale that we often use. When we get a pay increase, do we increase proportionally the amount we put in the collection? When other bills and services escalate in cost, do we assume that the needs of the ecclesia can be neglected to make up for our own increased appetites or needs? For this widow, the loss of even one-tenth of her savings was serious, and thus she proceeds to light a lamp and search everywhere. At the time of Jesus, ordinary people had homes with very little light. The floors were pounded earth covered with straw. But she knew that the coin was lost within the house, and thus proceeds diligently to seek it out and find it. In contrast to the previous parable of the one sheep that had gone astray in the wilderness, the loss here is entirely within the household. This woman lit a lamp to search among the straw, which she swept to find the lost coin. We may say that the lamp represents the word of God as revealed in Jesus Christ. It is by the constant illumination of this word that we can prevent losing anyone. We should encourage one another in studying the word, and this should be done with love and understanding. God desires those who diligently seek him. This parable makes it evident that diligence involves not only our own personal faith, but also the application of that faith through our care for all in the ecclesia. There are no insignificant coins with God. Jesus prayed and thanked God that he had not lost one of his disciples except the son of perdition. It is possible that the words of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane echo his intense pain, due at least in part to this loss. "My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death." God cares for every last one of his children. Indeed, the very hairs on our heads are numbered. So this woman sweeps the household to find the lost coin. When she has found it, she invites her friends and neighbours to rejoice with her. We quickly realise that it wasn't the loss of the money that really bothered her, as much as her own inattention in keeping track of it. The cost of rejoicing with her neighbours could easily have exceeded the amount of loss if she had simply written it off. But what of it? We cannot count the cost of recovering one individual lost within the household. It is not a matter of cost-benefit analysis. It is, in fact, our duty to find every lost coin. Likewise, we should all rejoice once they have been recovered, even as the angels of God do rejoice over one sinner that repents. Thank you for listening.